You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
KIFM West Sacramento, KRXQ HD2 Sacramento, ESPN 1320, Sacramento sports leader. Always live on the Odyssey app.
KRX.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. Number one spot, we a number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, we a number one spot.
Hey, one time for the good times and one more time for the chatty house. I absolutely love that the chatty house is buzzing, and it has nothing to do with sports.
We got to get the people what they want, man.
There are few things that make me happier than coming in here knowing that no one wants to talk about the Lakers getting eliminated.
We're definitely going to get it.
It doesn't mean we won't talk about it.
We're going to have a good time with that Laker pack.
No one wants to talk about the sorry-ass Pelicans getting eliminated.
Oh, yeah, your boy Griff was talking. You hear him?
Griff?
Griff was
no.
talking.
No. The hell is no. Griff? Let's sit your ass down shut up.
No, I think you're going to like it.
Oh, word?
I think you're going to like it. Griff is disgusted.
I'm disgusted, too. I'm disgusted. Outside the end of game one, I didn't watch a second of that series.
I watched the end of game
one. I tried, and I'm like, I can't do this.
Nah, I watched the end of game one.
It was infuriating.
I watched game two because, like, we were doing something in the house, and it was on, and I just kept sitting there watching it, and that was it. This is a joke. So angry.
We'll get to all of that. We'll also get to some late night FaceTimes. Well, not late night, but later in the evening FaceTimes.
Depending on where you at, it was late night.
Well, it was late for them. Trista was involved in an interesting conversation that, assuming she's not being detained currently by authorities, we'll talk to her at the top of the 2 o'clock hour.
The allegations too, man. We got to stop with the allegations that I don't pick up my FaceTime.
Well, I watched you decline a FaceTime yesaday.
When?
When we were leaving. I was like, yo, what's ringing? Is that Complex?
Oh, yeah. I feel like talking about Coach.
Hey, let's talk about it. The hip-hop world is buzzing.
Who are we, though? Who are we?
Oh, my bad. I was excited. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Bone himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
He's Kenny Caraway. Go ahead, man.
Hey, look. Y'all, Euphoria is dope. Euphoria is fire.
Is it?
It is.
Okay.
I listened to it about four times now. It gets better every time.
Okay.
But some of y'all jumping out the window, man. Y'all jumping on the. I mean, my, you know who you are listening. Said it was ether. Stop, bro. Stop. Like, we gotta. Why are we doing that? Why can't it? Oh, he did his thing. It's good stuff. It's not no damn ether. It's not even close. And if I want to critique it a little bit, like, the bars are great because Kendrick is one of the best rhymers we've ever seen in life. Mm-hmm. Like, he could do the Itsy Bitsy Spider and it's gonna be phenomenal. Like, so I expect
nothing less. I wasn't
certain
that's not the route we were going when the song started. I was like, this is a bold response right here. And then the beat drops, and it's like, all right, I see what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, that's just what he does. Like, it's going to be amazing every time he gets on the track, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But the reason why I was a little underwhelmed as far as, like, because in the group chat, I was like, I think that's a warning shot. Because he was just basically saying stuff we already know, like, you're biracial, you make pop songs, anything that we've already heard about Drake, he said. I was expecting more as far as like a knockout blow, but that wasn't a knock. Like, I think what he said, the things that he said, Drake could absolutely woody ass rap his way into that. Like, I thought there'd be more, personally.
Yeah, so my prevailing thought, especially after our group exchange with Kamara, was no one's going to be satisfied with anything. Like, no one, there's no end to this where I think, because Kamara sent the link. And I had
already heard it.
Yeah,
too before
I had just started listening to it when he sent the link. You responded, and this is where I got into the chat. Got to be a warning shot. And I had listened to it once, so I ran it back again before responding. And I thought, well, this doesn't feel like a warning to me. This feels like
it's a little bit more of a more
he's
more
coming at him.
A little bit more than a warning shot, but also, hey, like. There's more in the tub.
I'm not going to read the text exchange, you know, bar for bar, but that does come up later, and it's like, what do we want? I feel like what people want is, first off, F your bitch and the click you claim. Right. I feel like that's what people want, and I don't think that's happening. That's not happening with this beef. That's not happening with these two. Mm-hmm. Truth be told, with artists of this magnitude, I don't think that's ever happening again. Mm. Now, that might happen on the undercard, you know, with some, you know, lower level rappers, not knocking anyone, but you might get that. But from the likes of like a Drake or a Kendrick or a Cole or guys of that magnitude, you're not going to get tracks like Hit 'Em Up, I think, ever again.
I agree.
That's Hit 'Em Up is what it is, because it's the most venomous, hateful record I think ever produced. Mm-hmm. You go back to No Vaseline, which I still think, if you're like me and I eliminate Hit 'Em Up from the conversation, mm-hmm. I understand for those that don't, but like when you go back and you talk about Talk by the Tear diss tracks, and we could talk about this with Jason Jones later, he'll love this. You know, No Vaseline is, if it's not number one, it's probably number two. Mm-hmm. No Vaseline has a lot of, like, if the internet existed back then, he's not dropping Oh My God's in it. You know, he's talking about the money split. He's doing a lot of the stuff Drake does
in
push-ups. Mm-hmm. He's talking a lot about the business side of everything. You partner in with a white dude, you're sharing the same bank account, all of those different things. And it's like, all right, dope. You look at the track that Kendrick put out today, it's all surface level stuff. And I feel like that's all we're going to get.
Yeah, I mean
the cease and desist, that was interesting. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's got people asking a lot of questions, because what has really diluted this, and this is what I was concerned about from jump, is like Rick Ross, my guy, our guy,
exactly,
and The Weeknd,
right,
and all of these other guys. It's like, all right, what are you guys doing here?
Right.
Because Rick, white boy, doing all of that stuff, and then Kendrick saying something about Drake being ashamed of being black, or you were rocking Tommy Hilfiger, you never wanted to rock FUBU.
The whole abs aspect was, the steam was taken off of that because of Rick Ross.
Yeah, Rick diluted all of this stuff like right out the gate.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, if this is between Kendrick and Drake, let it be between Kendrick and Drake. Mm-hmm. And all of this other stuff, which is all getting lumped into the same conversation, is diluting everything else.
Kendrick on this track basically said, I hate you. I hate everything about you.
That's a bar. I think that's a line from the song. I hate the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you dress.
I'm your biggest hater. You're biracial, so we're going to tease you for saying certain stuff. We won't say it on the air, but we're going to tease you for saying certain stuff. You have a son that you don't take care of. You have ghostwriters, and you make pop songs. That's all he really said. Now, because he's Kendrick Lamar, he does it in an extraordinary way. But that's why I was kind of left like, that's what everybody's like, this is the end of Drake for? And I don't think anybody can end Drake. I don't think anybody can end Kendrick as well. What really comes about this is, here's where Kamara was a little on for me with this is, it does feel a little etherish in that, number one, in a couple of different ways. Number one, there was a lot of I don't like you. Mm-hmm. Like you're going to pop that. I genuinely hate you. You're going to pop that. Almost like Tybo Ho. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It was, you know, little stuff like that. Whereas, you know, I was looking for something a little bit more than that. Number two, he came second in this situation. So that always gets an advantage, the guy who responds. And number three, look, Kendrick spoke to his fan base with this song. Kamara was, I hate you, Drake. I hate you. He was like saying the same stuff. For the people that already hate Drake, that was beautiful. That was everything that they've been saying for so long. For somebody like me who likes Drake, I was like, that was dope. But I thought there'd be more. So he spoke to the fan base. It was a dope record. Like I said, I didn't play it four times. I'll probably play it four more times a day because his bars are crazy on there. Some of the punchlines are crazy on there. It's Kendrick Lamar. Mm-hmm. It's dope. Like, it's a dope record. But I do think that, like, I don't know who's going to win or nothing like that. But with that.
But so that, and that was my point. No one's winning. No one's walking away from this. Like, there's no Ja Rule in this conversation.
No.
Where they're going away, right? There's no 50 Cent in this. Like,
hell no.
If you're a fan of Kendrick, you're going to believe Kendrick won. If you're a fan of Drake, you're going to believe Drake that won. And I don't believe that there's a record or a verse that could come out that's going to change anyone's mind.
And everybody should really just listen to me. Because I'm the only impartial one.
You're
in
a
here.
Liar.
I'm the only impartial.
You're a liar.
What did I say in the text? I said nobody has put out an quote-unquote ass record yet.
The AI track was ass.
Nah, he was
yes,
spitting.
It was.
He was spitting.
It was garbage.
He was spitting.
It was garbage.
On that.
No, he wasn't.
Now,
you
might
garbage.
Not like the concept, but as far as like his bars
like the concept.
And what he was saying in there, he was spitting. No, he was spitting on push-ups. Kendrick
push-ups
was spitting.
Was okay.
Kendrick was spitting on Like That and everything
like
else.
Like That is
done.
Still the best track. Like someone.
Well, then people try to lump First Person Shooter in there, and I don't think.
So
what'd
you
that
think about that?
First Person Shooter.
What'd you think about that revelation?
What?
Assuming it's accurate that he was supposed to be on First Person Shooter.
I mean,
let me not say he was supposed to be. He was asked to be on First Person Shooter.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, they was trying to do this whole, you know, We the Kings type stuff, and Kendrick wasn't feeling that.
I'm surprised. I think the line was, I'm surprised you asked for the feature. We got some unresolved business, or we got some unresolved issue, or something. It was, I don't remember the exact
verbiage of the
word.
And I wish you would get into that.
But it was something along those lines.
Here's the thing.
Well, maybe that's what you're talking about.
Well, but here's the thing with all of this. Like, this is what loses a little luster for me, and Drake does it with these other guys as well, is Kendrick talking about, I hate you, you whack, da 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 da. Ross saying all this other stuff. Man, y'all, there's video of you talking about how dope Drake is. Like, you may have issues now, but don't be like, he's whack, I don't like him. And then we pull up a video from 8 to 10 years ago, and you're like, man, Drake is dope. I got to thank him for this opportunity. Like, what are we doing here? Rick Ross was on Drink Champs not too long ago talking about, man, Drake, he can write a song like nobody else.
Well, someone
and all this
hurt,
other stuff.
Someone hurt Rosé's feelings. Like Rosé just came with a baseball bat out of nowhere.
But you know what happened, though, is Rosé, he can say all that, but he said, nah, this is where it went south for me. Mm-hmm. He did this and I don't like that. I would like to hear that from Kendrick. Because y'all was cool, unless you guys were being phony with each other. But y'all was cool, and now it's not cool. What happened? Why is it not cool no more?
Let's ride here, Joe. How many more fairy tale stories about your life till we had enough? How many more black features till you finally feel like you black enough?
The colorism thing is kind of crazy.
Yeah, you know how I feel about that.
I'm not a big fan of that either. So that's, I mean.
But so what?
And I don't know what fairy tales he's talking
so
about.
So let me ask this life. About the colorism part, because I'm sensitive to that. And I didn't like when I don't like Rick Ross calling him white boy and all of that. But this feels more than him being light skinned. Like, do you think he presents himself? I don't feel like he. I've never got the feeling Drake was ashamed of being black.
No.
I never got that feeling.
And that's where the people kind of lose me with that a little bit, though, because I don't feel like Drake portrays like he's some type of gangster. So what do we – he doesn't hide from Wheelchair Jimmy. He doesn't hide from being – so I don't know when you talk about the fairy tales about your life and everything, you got to be more specific. I don't see it. Maybe in the industry and with him, you see a little bit more. But Drake, he talks about – women, he talks about how fly he is, and he talks about how much money he has. He doesn't talk about, yeah, I'm on the block and I'm, you know, I'm out here in Compton with these real B's and C's. And like, he don't do all that. So what fairy tale are we talking about?
Yeah, my first one, like my last one, it's a classic. You don't have one.
That's cap. The first one's
a classic.
Unbelievable.
Last one is not.
That's cap. But look, I don't even like, that's what you're supposed to do in rap. You say,
but in the same sense,
I don't have a problem with that.
But where he wins me though is an argument that you and I have had before is I don't think Drake has a classic album.
And here's where I think the crux of all of this comes from. I told Kamara this. I'll tell you this. I think a lot of it has to do with how old you are. If you're of a certain age, you'll look at Drake a certain way. One way or the other. So I don't know where the demarcation mark is, but let's just, for argument's sake, say 32 years old.
Mm-hmm.
If you're 32 and under, you got like 3 classics.
Mm.
If you're 32 and over, all he does is sing, and he ain't gave us a classic yet. And I think that's the crux of all this. One of the differences between Jay-Z and Nas in their beef, and why I think it was a little bit more like you can – listen to the music and, oh, Takeover was crazy. Oh, man, Ether was crazy, and appreciate both is because they were both respected by their peers and by the consumers of hip-hop at the time. There was no questioning Nas is a legend and Jay-Z was a legend. Drake isn't respected by some fans of hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
And some peers,
right?
For whatever reason, and then you've got people that are on the younger side that say, you know, he's our GOAT.
Well, here's where Drake deserves a lot of credit: is it's the model. And if your marker is 32 years, I don't feel like in I mean, I guess tastes evolve.
Mm-hmm.
Good Kid, Mad City is a classic album.
Mm-hmm.
Raising Hell is a classic album. Like I think I'm astute enough in the game to recognize that. Illmatic, Blueprint, those are Ready to Die. Like, those are classic albums.
Mm-hmm.
I think what Drake has done, though, is mastered the way music is consumed now. Mm. Like, you look at this Taylor Swift thing. Like, what Taylor Swift did in any era in this last week is absurd. Like, it doesn't matter if it's
sense.
The Tower Records era or the Napster era,
yeah.
Or you know, the streaming era, to move to equivalent of 2.5 million units, mm-hmm. is insane. But the the drive that's really different for artists like Taylor and artists like Drake, and this is what he's masterful at, mm-hmm. is Taylor had that, you know, 3-hour album or whatever it was. I think, I don't remember the number. It was either 12 to 14, just mm-hmm. to be safe. Of the top Billboard songs were from that album. Mm-hmm. That didn't used to be the case. Right. It'd be like, you know,
your single.
What's it? Right. Yeah. Right. And we dictated that mm-hmm. on our other show. Mm-hmm. Now it's like, what do the streaming numbers say? Well, and we'll use Drake as an example because we don't play Taylor Swift. Rich Baby Daddy got a lot of buzz. Mm-hmm. First person shooters there, but Rich Baby Daddy got a lot of buzz. Okay, he got the Sexy Red component. I don't know, man. This first person shooter is crazy. Let's run with this and see what happens. We ran with it on the radio. It blew up through stream. Mm-hmm. But guess what else did? Rich Baby Daddy. Mm-hmm. So now you have albums come out, and instead of the record label deciding what the song they're going to push is, you decide. Mm-hmm. When you download that record, or when you listen to that record, when you stream that record 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times in a row, they notice that.
Yeah.
It moves up charts, and Drake has mastered that. He'll put out a 20-track album where 20 tracks, 8 of the tracks are trash, or just they mean nothing. Mm-hmm. But those other 12 are going to get streamed. Mm-hmm. And those other mm-hmm. 12 are probably going to occupy, 5 of them are going to occupy the top 5 spots of the Billboard charts, and the other 7 or 8 are going to be sprinkled in through the next 20. Mm-hmm. That's what he's a master at. That started to take shape after some of Kendrick's most classic albums, with the exception probably of Damn, mm-hmm. which was 2016, I think.
Yeah, and the other thing that I look at with Drake, and you know, people that, you know, talk about his music, and this is where I said there's an age divide there, is I always joke with him, so I'll you know, bring his name up and stuff like that. And I think you're in that. I think Kumar is in that, where I'll look at Take Care, which is a classic album, and people will be like, that's not hip-hop. He's singing on there too much. Well, all right, so because he is doing something a little different than Illmatic, it's not hip-hop?
Mm.
And that's where the divide, and just... I understand it. I'm not even pointing fingers to say somebody's wrong. I just understand that's not the hip hop we grew up with. So we don't look at hip hop sounding like that. And
while I'm not the biggest Drake fan or stan or whatever, that doesn't mean it's not hip hop.
That's
like we've
always
had the conversation about Lil Uzi Vert. Like,
right.
Whether you like it or not, Lil Uzi Vert is considered a hip hop artist.
He toes the line.
I don't disagree at all. I don't disagree at all, but you know, the kids, as you like to say, the kids. Oh my God!
His. I don't really like listen to his music like that. His numbers,
they're bananas.
They're insane.
Like when we you know that Everybody track we play with Nicki, mm-hmm. like that's a match made in heaven.
Come on, man. That
track is on
insane.
TV.
Insane.
That track's a commercial record.
Yeah.
Like a literal. It's a record on a commercial.
Yeah. The other thing that I don't like about the critiques of Drake is people acting like he can't rap just because he makes a Rich Baby Daddy. Like, you ain't got no bar. Like, nah, we can't do that. You
so
may
you know
not
what
like
the,
Rich Baby Daddy, but let's not act like the pen ain't
but
crazy.
But you know what that is, though? And I don't disagree, but it's that's been prevalent in hip hop forever. Like, it's what detractors of Nas will say about Uchiwali. Mm. Either forgetting or not knowing, Uchiwali was a hit.
Mm-hmm.
And you might not like it, and it might not be represent, or it was written, or right. whatever. It was a hit.
Right.
And that's what, like, the difference is, Nas got, like, 2 or 3 of those.
Yeah.
Drake got 20. And that's I think what people resent.
And for me, the way I consume music is if you show me that you can do it, you can do whatever you want. Like you don't have to give me first person shooter for 12 tracks every album you do it. No, you showed me you could do that? The bonus tracks that he had on For All My Dogs when he's just spitting crazy. Oh, you showed me you could do that? Okay, you stamp. Like, if you want to make a go make a Rich Baby Daddy, or you want to make a Marvin's Room,
but
go
you
ahead.
Know what?
I'm not going to say because you do that you can't rap, because I've seen you do it. So do what you need to do.
But to me, when Drake does that, and he does that a lot, he dilutes his own product.
Mm.
Because I went in with it's my fault, but I mean, I've listened to Drake for however many years now. I should have known better. I went in with a different perception of what For All My Dogs would be.
Mm.
And when it dropped, it was like, all right, this is very forgettable. There's stuff, and you called Rich Baby Daddy right out the gate. You were like, that track with Sexy Red we're gonna be playing that every hour and 15 minutes. And then everyone knew First Person Shooter is a hip hop track, arguably one of the best of the last decade. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, all right, I'm whatever. And then the sixth drop, you know, the Scary Hours, it's like, yeah, they're cool. I don't care anymore. Mm. Like, it's over. Like, I moved on to something else, and it's the consumption of music now. Mm. Like, could you imagine? I mean, some of you can't even relate to what I'm about to say. Can you imagine going to Tower Records or the Warehouse on Tuesday, Virgin Megastore, and picking up All Eyes on Me, one album, All Eyes on Me, yeah. A one disc, All Eyes on Me, and then 2 weeks later, Death Row goes, guess what? We got a second disc.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you got to go buy the 2 disc version now?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yo, that's crazy. But because music is all you can eat for $14.99 a month,
mm-hmm.
that's what you do now.
And I hate
it's
that.
Like Doja Cat. I was completely under my radar. Doja Cat, she dropped her album, and then months later, dropped the deluxe edition, which had like 8 new tracks on it.
I hate that.
It's not even a new album. It's the old album with 8 new tracks on it.
Right.
There have been rumors about SZA dropping an entirely new different version of Galore. Or not Galore. The last one.
Yeah.
With all of the hits on it. The rumors have never been substantiated, though. the Saturn dropped. And we don't know if that's part of a brand new album,
mm-hmm.
or this long rumored deluxe album, which had 12 songs on it. But it's just music.
I hate that, man.
It's
I really hate that.
If you're
you did the
age marker thing,
mm-hmm.
and the age marker really, if nothing else, provides like a different understanding of music. Like, mm-hmm. if you're 30, you understand music completely differently than someone who's 40 plus and went to Tower,
mm-hmm.
and the Warehouse and the Virgin Megastore and Sam Goody, who lived through the Napster era and destroyed a laptop or PC by downloading music through LimeWire and all of these different things, and mm-hmm. putting together mixed CDs and buying the big spindle at Target,
man,
and putting the Sharpie on them, and having the printout. when you really, really came up, you got the printout CD labels for your Bump and Grind Part 2 mix.
I wasn't on Canal Street getting them the unreleased joints.
Oh my God. Man.
Moral of the story, and we'll talk about it more, I'm sure, at some point. But
yeah.
I like the track. I like Euphoria.
I thought the track was fire.
I thought he killed it. Like I said, every time I listen to it, I like it a little bit more. But I don't think, I think people jumping out the window, I don't think it's anything that Drake can't respond to. Because and this was my argument when all this started. I was like, what's he going to say new? Drake is pop. Drake is biracial. Drake ain't for the culture. Like, Pusha T said all this other set of stuff already. What's he going to say that's going to be like, ooh? But Kendrick put it together a certain way, and that elevates the track as well.
Y'all,
I liked it. I like the track, man.
Y'all think all my life is rap? That's whole stuff. I got a son to raise, but I can see you don't know nothing about that.
Which is cap. Like my homie said, we didn't see Adonis throwing air balls at the Air Canada Center numerous times. But he piggybacked off of what Pusha did, and put that in his own. That's what I'm saying. Like little stuff like that. It's like, well, we know that's not true no more.
We'll come back. We'll. I don't know what we'll do, but we're here.
It's whatever. It's early spring.
It's the Joe Budden podcast here. By the way, that's 100% why Drake dropped it on a Tuesday, because he knows Joe and them boys record today.
Yeah. They were saying they was in the middle of recording when it dropped. So that,
man,
that
episode, early.
Oh, well, it was almost noon.
Yeah,
out there.
I always assume they recorded late, but I guess by the way they talk, it is earlier today.
So that episode gonna
plus
be crazy.
They record like two or three episodes.
Get your Patreon ready.
Yeah,
because you know that ain't coming.
Oh yeah, you know, yeah. The podcast we're waiting to drop tomorrow isn't gonna drop. Joe's thirsty ass. We'll come back, man. We're just getting started. We're happy you're here with us. It's D'Lo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino on ESPN 1320.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get in on the conversation. 916-909-1320. Now, back to D'Lo and KC. Presented by Sky River Casino on ESPN 1320.
Note from our man Joe, who's still sitting in the booth while Jesse enjoys a couple of days off.
This doesn't surprise me at all. And I'm not saying he's wrong, but it just doesn't surprise me. Ramsey in the chat says, ain't none of these tracks got anything on Locksmith Freestyle on Sway.
All right. Good Kid Mad City has spent 600 total weeks on the Billboard 200. It's the first rap studio album in history to reach that milestone.
Somebody said, well, I wonder what you think about this. There hasn't been a better rap album since. And I'm thinking about
since
that.
Since Good Kid. Wow.
I'm thinking about that.
I mean, I don't.
I'd have to really sit down and think, but I'm thinking right now.
I don't have a. I don't have an issue with that. I'll stand alone, but I always feel the need to point this out. Damn was a really good album. Like,
oh, yeah.
Damn was a historical, like, landmark album in terms of hip hop and the accolades mm-hmm. that it received. But I don't hate the idea that the last true classic album was Good Kid.
This may not. Oh well, that's well. Damn, Steven. Victory Lap, Jesus.
Yeah, Victory Lap.
I don't even want to have that conversation because I don't know. I don't want to choose. I don't want to say nothing. Victory Lap, woo, woo.
Did Victory Lap come out before Damn or after? It was around the same time.
Around the same time, I think. Victory Lap was after.
What year
I
did
was in Sacramento
Nipsey pass?
2018, maybe.
Yeah, February 16th, 2018. Yeah,
Damn
yeah.
was like
Damn
2013, right?
No, Damn was, 20... I think, 2016.
Yeah.
Let me confirm.
Yeah, because I was in Sacramento when Victory Lap came out.
17, I'm sorry. April 7th. So it's a less than a year difference, but victory lap was after.
This may not be a perfect comparison, but I'll try to work through it regardless. I feel like good kid, Mad City. I always want to say Dad City.
I do. Good every kid, time. Mad City. I hate Sean for that.
Is Kendrick's Carter 1 or Carter 2, and Damn is his Carter 3.
Good call. Yeah, that's a good call.
Where I think a lot of people might like those other two. Like, yeah, the streets might like those other two
right,
more.
Yeah.
But you can't deny the success. Yeah.
The Carter 3 was Carter in, 3. Like being and on KSFM dope. When the Carter 3 came out was an experience.
Mm.
Yeah, it was like Lil Wayne was an experience.
Right. Lollipop.
Like that was, yeah. Lollipop, Amelie.
Oh, Amelie.
Mrs.
Amelie
Officer.
Amelie had people in a chokehold.
Oh, Amelie. Oh, my God, man.
In a chokehold.
Oh, my God.
Woo.
Crazy.
Yeah. Bottom line is I love. See, this is why I'm impartial, because I love Kendrick. Got love for Drake.
But it's like
you don't
Damn
like
dropped.
Drake. You only like Kendrick, just like Kamara. That's why I'm the only impartial one around here. I like them both.
I don't think that's entirely true. I just don't, like, I don't get excited for Drake music. Mm. Like, I just don't. That doesn't mean it's bad. I think I always look 4 p.m. in Calabasas. Mm. Man, that's hyper cold.
Yeah. Lemon Pepper Freestyle. Went
yeah,
crazy.
Lemon Pepper Freestyle. Like, I'm not that. It's not, y'all, man, dude's trash. No, yeah. It's not. It's just I'm not moved by Drake. I think that's the best way of putting it. Like if an album came out, if Travis dropped the album today or someone of that ilk, the first thing I'm scanning for, and I used to do it all the time, is to see if they did a song with Kendrick. Mm. I don't do that for Drake. Mm. If they wind up doing a song with Drake, I'm a peep that. What's that about? But I'm not moved by Drake. Yeah. But I admittedly, I do love Kendrick Lamar.
I love both of them dudes, man. Both of them dudes is.
And I guess that's why we're different, is I don't love Drake. Mm-hmm. I don't hate him mm-hmm. at all. I'm not a Drake hater. Kamara does hate him. Kamara absolutely cannot stand Drake. But at the same time, I don't like this thing that's happening where he's not black. I don't like that.
I
so if there's another story to this, I need it to be told.
Right.
But if this is just colorism and he's light skinned, like Rose, Kendrick, all of you, that's whack.
Yeah, I think that's corny. There are things that I don't like about Drake. I've talked about it with Kamara before. I think his obsession with women is disturbing.
I think, you know what, and you know where I think some of this stuff comes from is the stuff, the white boy and the Tommy Hill figure and not FUBU, that stuff, mm-hmm. is that. It's like the you know, his relationship with the girl from Stranger Things. And in that weird podcast he did with that little girl, I'm sorry, with that young lady.
Yeah.
She looks like a little girl. She's a grown woman.
Yeah, she's like
but that young white woman in the bed.
Yeah.
And it's like, yo, who are you talking to when you do this stuff?
He's
like, why are you running around with your arm around? I forgot her name, but it's the girl from Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Y'all know who I'm talking about.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
why are you so public with that? One, that's a child, mm-hmm. like a real child, not like the one that I just not like the grown woman who looks like a child. She was an actual child.
Yeah.
And two, like, who are you trying to get through to when you do this? And that's where I wonder if what Kendrick is saying. And them leaning heavily into the either you're ashamed of being black or you're not black enough. I wonder if that's where it comes from. Mm-hmm. But either way, for me, that's whack.
Yeah, his obsession with women is played out at this point. Like, I'd like for him, like a lot of people say, I'd like for him to evolve a little bit with his rhymes and talk about a little bit more than what he does or whatever the case may be. But at the same time, those are his rhymes. That's his album. He can do whatever he wants to do. And it's whatever, but I'd like to see him do a little bit more. Also, our guy in the chat, he says the blackface pic of Drake as well. I haven't read everything about this, but that one also, It's a little problematic because from what I have heard about that, while I wouldn't have done it if I was him, it was supposed to be like a, it was supposed to be more of a, like, I don't know how to explain it, but more of like a powerful piece or photo shoot explaining, like, almost showing respect to those that had to go through that in the past. But nobody cares about the story behind it because the picture's out. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I've always heard, like, yeah, that was supposed to be more of like, it's an article or something that was.
I know,
like,
everyone is enjoying the circus, but I want to clarify this image in question. This was not from a clothing brand shoot or my music career. This picture is from 2007, a time in my life where I was an actor and I was working on a project that was about young Black actors struggling to get roles, being stereotyped and typecast. The photos represented how African Americans were once wrongfully portrayed in entertainment. Me and my best friend at the time, who was also an actor from Sudan, were attempting to use our voice to bring awareness to the issues we dealt with all of the time as Black actors at auditions. This was to highlight and raise our frustrations with not always getting a fair chance in the industry and to make a point that the struggle for Black actors has not changed much.
But who cares?
That's from Drake. Well, it's, you know, no, I mean, different.
Like,
yeah,
that's just, I mean, that's just the way society is. Like, nobody's gonna do what you just did and Google, like, what's the,
it
what was
took
going
10
on with
seconds
that? And they don't even
during a live radio show to find it. Right. Like, that's all it took. Right. We'll come back. We're getting
into sports now because we got to dance on that Lakers parade.
Well,
or Lakers grave. Excuse me. It ain't no parade today.
Talk about it.
Okay. Lake show.
It's on the way.
What the hell is that?
Well, we're going to dance on the.
Oh, you want me to do a Euphoria right here, huh? That's what you want. You keep playing that. You want me to do a Euphoria right here. Come on, man. It's whatever. Push-ups, man. Push-ups. Because you keep playing that, then there's going to be some push-ups needed in this studio.
We'll come back. Steelo and Casey on ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Back to D'Lo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino, live all around the world on the free Odyssey app.
Well, we hope that Trista's not currently being detained by authorities and that she's going to be able to join us.
Was she on the East Coast? Was she in Portland? I don't know.
No, she was going to the Garden. I think I know she was in D.C.
Oh, okay, she's on the East Coast. I was like, damn, it's almost like 12:30.
Fun story. Fun story. Headed to see the Knicks tonight and wanted to stop at Starbucks for an egg sandwich. I find one on the way. Turns out it's inside the NSA. Can't even turn around by that time I realize I made a grave error. I say to the gate agent, I'm pretty sure I made a big mistake. Okay, so turn around and the officers will direct you out. Okay. Oh. Did they want to help me get out? Well, first, it's time for my license.
Oh.
Now I'm at a federal facility getting vetted for illegally entering a government area.
Oh, man.
My information has been taken. I now have a case file. I told them, I just wanted a sausage sandwich.
Well, this is getting crazy.
Thankfully, she has tweeted since then about the Knicks and the Yankees and a variety of different subjects. So all appears to be safe with Trista on her way to see the New York Knicks tonight. But she is geared up for our conversation today too.
So I'm a little confused. How did that happen? How did she get into a?
She was trying to find a sandwich, the sausage sandwich, if you recall.
Well, geez.
And she found a Starbucks, but it was in an area that she shouldn't be in. And by the time she realized it was too late.
How did she even get in that area though?
She could have just saw the Starbucks, and I don't know. I'm trying to figure out exactly where she was.
That's what I'm.
I assume she was in D.C. on her way to New York rather than already being in New York. So she could have been at the train station. Mm-hmm. That would be my guess. That would be the easiest way to get to New York from D.C. But
I'm just so confused. Mm-hmm.
She told the gate agent she just wanted a sausage sandwich.
Well, damn. He said, that's it, miss. You're going over here.
I wonder if anyone paused her for that. She's not replying. And I love that it's like our crew. Like, securing the beam is in there. Shannon's in there. Of course, Shannon's actually concerned. Shannon says, OMG, have you been released yet?
Shannon's so nice.
Meanwhile, Alan says, do we need to start making free Trista signs? Trista Tuesday, and this is going to be a wild time with D'Lo and KC today. That's from our man, Mikey.
Trista's a Sacramento legend.
It's our whole crew that responded to her. Every response in here is from our crew. I love this so much.
She good out here.
And I love that no one except Shannon, of course, is overly concerned. Everyone's just kind of getting jokes off. And not one person brought up the sausage sandwich. So I guess to a certain degree, they held restraint. Let's get Manny in here before we dive into the games last night, 916-909-1320. Manny, what to do, baby?
Hey, so I just want to comment real quick on the whole the beef stuff, right? Like, one, I can't stand when anybody does anything worse, like somebody's not black enough or not street enough, or that's part of like, and maybe that's because I'm a mixed child. So like some of that resonates where it's like, if that's the best you can do in a beef, like you could have just left it all alone.
Mm-hmm.
With the whole Kendrick stuff too, like I liked it a lot, but I didn't have any like really big wow moments for it. And I think like, especially like generationally, like what you grew up listening to, whether it was from all the way back from like the Cube Common Beef or, you know, LL Cannabis. Mm-hmm. And then moving forward to like, you know, recent stuff. Like, I think you're accustomed to certain how beefs were done and lyrically how it was done. And you have certain expectations. So if you don't get that, sometimes that those wow factors, you immediately, or some people immediately go to like, it was whack or it didn't really get me to like, but for me, like I liked a lot of what he spit, but it just wasn't like Casey's like, it was good, but it wasn't anything somebody can't come back from.
Sure.
And that's what you're always looking for, that can't come back from moment. And we haven't gotten that yet. And that's what I think everybody is kind of like waiting for. Is there that one person, whether it's him or Drake or whoever, where it's like, all right, this is done. Like he killed it. There's nothing you can come back from.
Yeah, and truth be told, Manny, we appreciate you as always.
Yeah,
I don't
Manny.
Need that. Just give me some clever lines and then like move on. Like, I don't need 10 more tracks of this.
No. Like I said, there's probably one, maybe two tracks left between the two of them.
Yeah.
Like, and that's, and let's enjoy our summer at that
point. You know what's funny? He brought up LL and Cannabis, and I always found that to be one of the funniest hip hop beefs of
that
all
was,
time.
That was a trip.
Because Cannabis wrote a line, or he wrote a verse for an LL song. Mm-hmm. LL got pissed off at one of the lines, kept the verse in the song, took the line out, and then promptly recorded a response to the line no one heard. Now let's get back to the mic on my arm. If it ever left my side, it transformed into a time bomb. And I was like, wait, who brought up the mic on your arm? No one, who was talking about you? Come to find out, that was the line that Cannabis used that got cut out of the song and pissed LL off.
Yeah, and even something like that, right, is like, you know, it wasn't earth-shattering.
Who was talking about you?
I don't know. It was just some bars. Like, LL's response was just some bars, and that's
He was really offended
okay.
by it.
Yeah, I don't,
he was really offended by Cannabis asking for the mic on his arm.
I don't need, like you just said, I don't need Pusha T unveiling Drake's son. Like, I don't need that. Like, I don't need all that other stuff. Like, give me some witty bars or whatever. And if you guys got, like, personal situations that you don't like, you know, oh man, you tried to snake me out of this record back in, you know, 14, like bring that up or whatever. But I don't need anybody's career destroyed. Mm-hmm. Like, let's match wits with our bars and let's keep it moving.
As Jordan Meeks says, the whole thing with Cannabis was just for a reason for LL to take his shirt
well,
off.
Well, he always looked for a reason.
I ain't even mad at him.
I'm not either.
I ain't even mad at him.
Shout out to him.
I
man.
Also think that's one of the coldest tattoos. I don't have a single tattoo, but if I were to mimic one, that's the one I was like,
cord
that's
wrapped
dope.
Around his arm.
Yeah,
like, yeah.
That's dope.
He did that, man. He did that.
Or I could get the chosen one on my back. And
it was self-prophesizing, and he was right.
Well, he absolutely was right. But he is not the chosen one for this season, is Jamal Murray. Who wasn't even, I guess, supposed to play yesterday. He, in fact, did. And not only did he beat the Lakers in the final seconds again, this time he sent them home. Credit to Denver. I don't think anyone's surprised by the result of this series if we're being, you know, if we're keeping it a stack. Yeah. So much like, you know, Phoenix and Minnesota yesterday, the attention is not going to be on Denver. Denver, I don't think by any stretch of the imagination, is in cruise control, but they're playing with such a confidence right now. They look like they just coasted by the Los Angeles Lakers, despite how tough all of those games were. The attention now shifts to the LeBron.
So real quick, somebody had said, somebody had tweeted, and then somebody made a response. They were like, wow. Lakers out here having to play NBA contenders in the first round. That's crazy. And they're like, Laker fans, unaware of what the seventh seed is supposed to mean. Yes, you're the seventh seed. You're going to play an NBA championship contender in the first round. Welcome to the party.
Did Magic Johnson tweet that?
Oh, Magic. Oh, Magic. Come on, bro.
Magic's having a tough. Magic, walk away from Twitter. Jason Jones not pleased about his buddy Magic Johnson tweeting. Magic won't be with us in the 3 o'clock hour. Well, Jason Jones will be with us.
The professor.
I love this. Let's stop disrespecting Nuggets guard Jamal Murray. He should be at the All-Star game next season in San Francisco. So a couple of things. One, who's disrespecting Jamal Murray? And two, you don't get accolades from the season before for the next season, Irvin. But, all right. The Lakers have nobody but themselves to blame. They wouldn't have been in the play-in game or finished as a seventh seed this season if they hadn't lost too many games because of load management. Literally no one load managed.
Yeah, I don't know what he's talking about.
As Jay noted, AD played 76 games, I think, this year, which I think is the most in his career.
Yeah, come on, man. Like, I try not to do this. I try to show respect, you know, to these athletes. But I was dying when he went down in that game last night. I said, are you for real? Are you serious? No, come on, man. Hey, I was like, come on, man. He got ran into and he's down, face down. Oh my gosh. They come back from commercial.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.